engineers to process their permit requests.
At the status conference or status hearing, our hearing board conducted last week with Anaplex, directed the facility to provide all the necessary information by April 25th. And the agency will be prepared to process those permits as soon as that information is received. On the aircraft side, we have received permit applications for their control equipment, and we are in the process of evaluating those applications. And that concludes my report.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tsopoulos. Just a note before we get to the next presentation or update, having a little problem with the email address for public advisor. So if you can, please send it to my personal email address. That's D as in Derek, ALATORRE at AQMD.gov. Again, it's D ALATORRE at AQMD.gov. Next update we'll get is from enforcement, and that'll be Marion Coleman.
Good evening. As far as compliance, since the last update, we have issued 3 additional notices of violations to Carlton Forge for causing a public nuisance. Since this time, as of right now, staff is continuing to evaluate the cause of these odors, and there has not been a determination made as of date. However, we still continue to investigate any complaints that we receive from the public.
Thank you very much, Marion. Next, we'll get an update from Susan Nakamura on our planning.
So for Anaplex and Aerocraft, we're just finalizing our comments on their early action risk reduction plans that they submitted as part of our Rule 1402 for the AB 2588 Hotspots program. And so this week we should have letters to both facilities regarding their early action risk reduction plans. That concludes my update.
Thank you very much, Susan. At this time, we'd like to take questions. Again, the email address has changed tonight, and please send it to DALATORRE at AQMD.gov. Sorry about the change, but I'm not receiving the emails for the public advisor. And if you did send one to public advisor, if you can, please forward it to my email address, DALATORRE at AQMD.gov. We're going to be waiting for questions. Again, we're waiting for emails. Please send it to DALAT as in Tom, ORRE at AQMD.gov. not seen any emails, and I know this email is working because we sent a test over. Again, the email address is dalatorre@aqmd.gov. Okay, we got a message from Cynthia Nelson. Have you determined the source of the elevator readings that are coming from near Paramount High School and Roosevelt Schools? Jason?
Yeah, so this is Jason. So we looked at these, and so far they're kind of one-offs. We did kind of look upwind, kind of see if, in general, there could be some potential sources. There's nothing immediately that's coming to mind, but we'll continue to see if that's something that we see again, and we'll keep looking to see if there's other potential sources that would be nearby.
Thank you very much, Dr. Lowe. Again, if you want to submit questions, please submit them to dalatorre@aqmd.gov. Okay, we'll wait about another minute. Again, if you want to submit an email, please submit it to dalatorre@aqmd.gov. Okay, there's no other questions. Thank you very much. Happy Passover for those of you who are celebrating Passover. Thank you very much. And happy Easter for those of you who are celebrating Easter. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you very much.